From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Tuesday, President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the UN General Assembly, reviewing the progress made during his presidency, but he said he also believes progress is threatened by the rise of religious fundamentalism, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
Also in New York, Obama spoke at the Refugee Summit. The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts and of our core values.
To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees. And it would be to ignore a teaching at the heart of so many faiths, that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
Earlier Tuesday, the White House announced that 51 private U.S. companies have pledged to invest, donate, and raise $650 million to help refugees around the world. Meanwhile, within earshot of the U.N. is the site where peaceful demonstrations are held during the General Assembly. At this week's U.N. session, Iranian Americans marked the anniversary of the 1988 mass execution of 30,000 political prisoners. This is VOA.